VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State group's leader has appeared in a video for the first time in 5 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some former counter-terror officials caution that the release of the new video is potentially worrisome because it could serve to lift the spirits of IS supporters. U.S. intelligence officials are aware of the new video, but have yet to verify its authenticity. Amid criticism, boycotts, and calls for postponement, the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani officially launched a Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly of People, in Kabul on Monday to discuss Afghanistan's peace process. The four-day gathering of 3,200 delegates includes representatives of women, refugees from Iran and Afghanistan, civil society activists, and various minorities. Pakistan announced Monday a major reform plan for the so-called mainstreaming of more than 30,000 Islamic seminaries known as madrasas, amid long-running allegations that some of these religious schools promote violent extremism and maintain ties to transnational terrorist networks. Pakistan is under international pressure to act against Islamist groups that continue to operate religious seminaries. This is VOA News. Ugandan opposition